జయ గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరివర ధారీ గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరివర ధారీ యశోదానందన వ్రజ జనరాంజన యశోదానందన వ్రజ జనరాంజన యమునా తీరావనచారి యమునా తీరా యమునా తీరావనచారియం జయ రాధమాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ జయ రాధమాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ జయ గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరివర ధారీ జయ గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరివర ధారీ జయ యశోదానందన వ్రజ జనరాంజన యశోదానందన వ్రజ జనరాంజన యమునా తీరావనచారియము యమునా తీరావనచారియ జయ రాధ మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ జయ రాధ మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ జయ రాధ రసబిహారీ రాధ రసబిహారీ రాధే జయ రాధ రసబిహారీ రాధ రసబిహారీ రాధే జయ గిరి గోవర్ధన్ జయ గిరి గోవర్ధన్ గిరి గోవర్ధన్ జయ గిరి గోవర్ధన్ జయ సీతారాం లక్ష్మణ్ భక్త హనుమాన్ 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 జయ గౌరానితాయ జయ గౌరానితాయ గౌరానితాయ జయ గౌరానితాయ జయ గౌరానితాయ జయ గౌరానితాయ గౌరానితాయ జయ గౌరానితాయ जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय गुरुदेव 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 जय जय गुरुदेव जय नमो विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवार जगाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय नमो विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवार जगाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वासुदेव गौर भक्तवृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय गंगा माई यमुना माई की जय भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय व्रज भूमि वृंदावन धाम की जय पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय द्वारका धाम की जय मथुरा धाम की जय अयोध्यापुरी धाम की जय श्री श्री राधा रास बिहारी जी भगवान की जय श्री श्री गिरिराज गोवर्धन भगवान की जय श्री श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण भक्त हनुमान की जय श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एन गौरंगा ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद नमो ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय श्रील भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर अपीयरेंस डे की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 द क्रिएशन ऑफ फोर्थ ऑर्डर चैप्टर 25 The characteristics of King Puranjana, text 26. Katvam kanja palakshakshi kasya sita kutahasati imam uppurimbhiru kimchikar shashi samshame katvam kanja palakshakshi कश्या सिह कुतह सती इमाम उप्पुरिं भीरु किम शिकिर शशि शम्शमे का त्वं कंज पलाक्षाक्षी कश्यास्तस्त कुतह सती इमाम उप्पुरिं भीरु किम शिकर शशि शमशमे प्लीज रिसाइट Thank you. Mata ji's word to word meaning?
Ka.
Whom? Tvam. You. Kanja Palash.
Like the petals of the lotus.
Akshi. Eyes. Kasya. Whose? Asi. You are. Iha. Here. Kutaha. Where from? Sati. O chaste one. Imam. This. Up. Near. Purim. City. Bhiru. O timid one. Kim. What? Chikir Shashi. You are trying to do. Sums. Kindly explain. Me. Unto me. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. My dear lotus eyed, kindly explain to me where you are coming from, who you are, and whose daughter you are. You appear very chaste. What is the purpose of your coming here? What are you trying to do? Please explain all these things to me. Purport. The first aphorism in the Vedanta Sutra is Athato Brahma Jigyasa. In the human form of life, one should put many questions to himself and to his intelligence. In the various forms of life lower than human life, the intelligence does not go beyond the range of life's prime necessity, namely eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Dogs, cats and tigers are always busy trying to find something to eat or a place to sleep, trying to defend and have sexual intercourse successfully. In the human form of life, however, one should be intelligent enough to ask what he is, why he has come into this world, what his duty is, who is the supreme controller, what is the difference between dull matter and living entity, etc. There are so many questions, and the person who is actually intelligent should simply inquire about the supreme source of everything, Athato Brahma Jigyasa. A living entity is always connected with a certain amount of intelligence. But in human form of life, the living entity must inquire about his spiritual identity. This is real human intelligence. It is said that one who is simply conscious of his body is no better than an animal, even though he be in the human form. In Bhagavad Gita 15.50, Krishna says, Sarvashichaha mhridi samnivistham matta smriti jnanam apohanam cha. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. In the animal form, the living entity is completely forgetful of his relationship with God. This is called apohanam, or forgetfulness. In the human form of life, however, consciousness is more greatly developed, and consequently, the human being has a chance to understand his relationship with God. In the human form, one should utilize his intelligence by asking all these questions, just as Puranjan. The living entity is asking the unknown girl where she has come from, what her business is, why she is present, etc. These are inquiries about Atma Tattva, self-realization. The conclusion is that unless a living entity is inquisitive about self-realization, he is nothing but an animal. Namo Magyanana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuranmilitammena Tashmai Shri Gurve Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripatam Aham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advait Gadadhar Shri Vashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So we have been discussing since many days about the characteristics of King Puranjana. So in this particular verse, King Puranjan he is asking questions to an unknown woman. Because she is attractive, she is beautiful, so he is asking her so many questions. So as such, if we read this verse, it has nothing. But Prabhupada gives such a wonderful purport that we can discuss about this verse. As first canto, third chapter, third shloka, Sudh Goswami or Vyasdev describes, Nigam kalp taror galitam phalam shukmukhad amridravya samyutam pibat bhagavatam rasam alayam muhur raho rasika bhuvi bhavuka. So he says that this nectar in Vedic literature, it was already very relishable, but because Sukhdev Goswami spoke it, so it became more nectarian. It was already relishable. When Vyasdev wrote it, it was perfect. So the exact translation he gives, it emanates from the lips of Sri Sukhdev Goswami. Therefore, this fruit has become even more tasteful. Even more tasteful. Why? Because Sukhdev Goswami is adding his own realizations. So here Prabhupada is giving such wonderful purports here so that we can understand. Otherwise, if we just go on reading verses and translation, then as such, this verse is a simple question which generally a man who is attracted to a woman asks. Any man who is attracted to a beautiful woman, he asks. But because of mercy of Prabhupada, it has become more relishable. So in this verse, one thing is there where Puranjan is addressing that unknown woman as chaste. Kasya siha kutaha sati. So he says, you appear very chaste. So the definition of chaste is, generally the word chaste is being used for a woman who does not think about any man other than his husband. Other than her husband, she doesn't think about any other man. That is chaste. So Sukhdev Goswami at many places describes who is real husband, who is pati. And in the second chapter, 20th verse, he has used this word pati at so many places. Shriha pati, yagya pati, prajapati. Dhirya patira loka pati dharapati. Patir gatis chandaka vrishni satvatam prashidatam me bhagwan satvatam pati. That who is the real pati? Real pati is Krishna. He is real pati. So at so many places he used this word pati. That the real husband of everyone or the real protector, the word pati can be used for many things. It may be protector, it may be husband, it may be director. So whatever you want to derive from this word pati, it ends with Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So any person who thinks about other people, other than Krishna, he is not chaste. A person who is devotee of the Lord, who always thinks about Krishna, he is real chaste person. Like Sukhdev Goswami says, Tasmad eken manasa bhagwan satvatam patihi srotavya kirtatavyascha dhreyascha pujascha nityada. Nityada, always. With eken manasa, one-pointed mind or intelligence, one should always worship Krishna. Why? Because he is satvatam patihi. He is protector of the devotees. He is pati of all living beings. So some women may be chaste. Right, woman may be chaste for his husband. But actually if we see a living entity, if he doesn't surrender to Krishna, he cannot be chaste. Even so-called chastity which appears in this material world, it is not true. Because, like in this life, I am a man or a woman and I have accepted a husband or wife. And I am very honest, very chaste for that person. But in previous life, I had someone as my husband or someone as my wife. some other person other than this person, whom today I accept as my husband or my wife. Then in next life, in coming life, I am going to accept someone else as my husband or someone else as my wife. So where is the chastity? In every life, we are accepting someone else as our husband or our wife. And if we get an animal birth, then even in the same life we accept so many husbands and so many wives. So no one can be chaste in this material world if he doesn't surrender to Krishna, if he doesn't accept Krishna as his or her husband. That is a clear-cut principle, chastity. Rest everything is okay. So-called chastity, so-called honesty, good. But if we don't relate with Krishna, it cannot be true in its own sense. So only Krishna is real pati. So a person who surrenders to Krishna, who worships Krishna, who accepts Krishna as his husband can be called chaste. Otherwise, it's simply prostitution. Every life, we accept different person as our husband or our wife. So there is no question of chastity, no question of honesty. It's simply prostitution. So unless we go back to our real husband, surrenders to him, we cannot become chaste. That's why Krishna demands, Sar dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja. That you reject, abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. Because I am your real husband. He is real pati. So here, King Puranjan, because he is attracted by the beauty of that unknown woman, so he is just flattering her, just glorifying her. So he says, you are chaste. You appears to be chaste. Then he says, you are beautiful. You are very beautiful. So we heard last 2-3 verses describes how that unknown woman was very beautiful. That last 2-3 verses describes about her figure, her nose, her eyes, her ears, her waist, how she walks. All these things are being described in last 2 or 3 verses. Because, as we read, King Puranjan, he wanted to enjoy senses. He wanted to enjoy his senses. He was searching for sense gratification. So Bhagavatam says, he has unlimited desires for sense gratification. And best way to gratify one's senses is wife. Because she cooks for a person. So, and if she cooks, she is a nice cook, then she can cook very palatable food. So it gratify one's tongue, then belly is full, and then she satisfies genitals also. So as soon as he saw that unknown woman, immediately he was attracted. And he started asking and glorifying her. So he asked 2-3 questions and he glorified also. That you appears to be chaste. So real beauty is not in this material world. But a person who is blind, whose eyes are covered with lust, he sees this body which is made up of flesh and bones and urine and stool and mucus as beautiful. Only a lusty person can enjoy sex life and can glorify a woman, so-called beautiful woman. So King Puranjan, he is glorifying and at the same time asking question. That you are chaste, and in previous verses we saw Sukadeva Goswami glorifies her beauty, that she was looking so attractive to Puranjan, and that's why Puranjan Maharaj approached her. But in purport, Prabhupada discusses the first aphorism in the Vedanta Sutra is Athatho Brahma Jigyasa, that one should inquire about the absolute truth. Inquiry, Jigyasa. What kind of Jigyasa? Brahma Jigyasa. One should inquire about the absolute truth. Brahma. Who am I? Who God is? What is the relationship between me and God? Me and Krishna? Why I have to die? Why I have to leave those people whom I love? I may love my wife, I may love my husband, I may love my father, mother,
I'm ready to die for them. But why they die? Why one day this relationship has to break? When persons ask such question, he's called human being. And by asking question, if a person asks or speaks, we can understand his consciousness. Just by speaking, a person reveals his consciousness. If you are associating with some person for a few days, by hearing what he is speaking, you can understand what kind of consciousness he has. Like it is said that crow, kawa, and cuckoo, koyal, both looks black. You cannot distinguish. But how do we come to know that this is kawa and this is koyal, this is cuckoo and this is crow? Because they speak. Cuckoo speaks sweetly. Kawa speaks kaw kaw. So we can understand, okay, this is kawa and this is koyal. This is crow and this is cuckoo. Similarly, by external appearance, we cannot understand a sadhu. Anybody can wear dhoti kurta, kanti mala, saffron dress, white dress, whatever. Sadhu's dress, anybody can wear, it is available. But by that external appearance, we cannot understand a person's consciousness. We can understand a person's consciousness by hearing what he speaks. Like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj says, that one should not go to a sadhu to just see him, to see his skin or his beautiful face. One should go to a sadhu to inquire, to hear. So sadhus are meant to give answers about absolute questions. So one should go to a sadhu to hear. And by hearing a sadhu, we can understand what kind of consciousness he has. Like once, there was a merchant. He had a shop, cloth shop. He used to sell clothes and all, pant shirt and clothes and extra sari, all. So once, in the neighborhood, one person died. So as a formality, he went to him. He went to him and expressed his condolence and said, it's very bad, this person died in such a young age, et cetera. He spoke so many things. Then at the end, he asked, ki kafan kitne ka pada? What was the cost of this kafan, this cloth? Kafan means we use it to cover the body of a dead person. Right? He's a businessman, he's a merchant, he's a businessman. He has a shop, cloth shop. So he's asking, kafan kitne ka pada? What was the cost of the cloth? Then he said, that person, relative replied, 25 rupees per meter. And this person said, oh, bahut mehenga diya. Next time aisa kuch hoga, to mere paas aana. Sasta laga dunga. If anything happens like that, next time please come to me. I will give you a cheap rate. What is the occasion? Some person has died. And he's talking about his business. Because he's a businessman. So he always thinks about his business. Similarly, a person, what does he think? We can know just by associating him, just by hearing him, what he speaks. He may speak very nice in Bhagavatam class or in satsang, but whole day if we associate with him and we hear him, then we'll come to know what his real consciousness is. He's thinking about women or money or name or fame. Because Bhagavatam class you have to prepare and speak. That's why there are so many speakers outside who speaks very nicely and they have n number of followers. Because people don't get close association. So they don't come to know that what kind of person he is. Just they hear one or two hour Bhagavatam lecture from them and they feel, oh, this person is next to God. So by hearing or by understand, by hearing questions asked by a person, also we can understand what kind of consciousness that person is. If he asks about spiritual life, we can understand he is interested. But if he asks how to get money, how to get good health, how to get wealth, how to attract a woman, we can understand, oh, this person is not interested in spiritual life. So questions and answers or inquiry are the base of spiritual life. Arjuna, he asked question, and that is the reason we have Bhagavad Gita. Then Parikshit Maharaj, he asked question. He asked two questions. What is my duty at every moment of life and what is my duty at the time of death? In general, he asked that what is the duty of everyone at every moment of life? And what is the specific duty of that person who is about to die? These two questions, and Srimad Bhagavatam answers these two questions. So Sukadeva Goswami replies, Tasmad ekena mansa bhagavana sattvatam patihi srotavya kirtitavyasya dheyasya pujyasya nityada. That one should always, with one pointed mind or intelligence, one should always chant, hear, glorify that pati, that sattvatam pati, Krishna. One should always hear and chant his name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So he replies, and then he gives whole Bhagavatam to Maharaj Parikshit. And a devotee, he becomes very pleased when he hears such questions. At the Naimisharanya, all the sages, headed by Shaunak Rishi, they asked basically 6 questions to Suta Goswami. And Suta Goswami, he became very pleased. And he expresses his happiness by this verse, Muneha sadhu prishtoham bhavadbhira lokamangalam yatkritaha krishna samprashno enatma suprasidati. So he expresses his happiness by saying, Muneha sadhu prishtoham. O sages, I have been justly questioned by you. Your questions are worthy because they relate to Lord Krishna and so are of relevance to world's welfare. Only questions of this sort are capable of completely satisfying the self. So why one should ask questions about Krishna or spiritual life? So he is very happy. Why? Bhavadbir lok mangalam yat krita Krishna samprashnu. The questions which are related to Krishna, if such questions are being asked and answered, Bhavadbir lok mangalam, it is for the world's welfare. And only such questions can in atma suprasidati, can satisfy the self. So as we know that our body is made up of 5 elements, earth, water, fire, air and ether. That is gross body. Then we have a subtle body made up of mind, intelligence and false ego. So all of us, because this body is made up of earth, so to satisfy the earth, we need earth. This body is actually earth in the form of flesh and bones. So we need earth to satisfy this body in the form of grains, fruits, vegetables and extra. Cereals. Why do we need food? Because this body is made up of earth, so we need earth. But not directly. Because this body is not direct earth. It's indirectly earth in the form of flesh and bones. So we need indirect earth in the form of vegetables and fruits and grains. And after eating, we feel satisfaction. Our hunger is satisfied. Right? A hungry person, if he gets something, then you can ask how much satisfaction he is feeling, how much he is satisfied. Right? We need fruit, otherwise we will be restless. We cannot hear Bhagavatam, we cannot chant Bhagavatam without food. Why? Because this body is made up of earth. And earth needs earth. Then again, water is there. One of the ingredients, one of the constituents of this body is water. So we need water to quench the thirst. Why do we need water? Because body is made of water. Because it's water, so it needs water to support the system. And after drinking the water, when the thirst is being quenched, we feel immense pleasure, great satisfaction. Generally, after Nirjala Ekadashi, when we drink water, we can feel how much satisfied we are. Right? Or while Ekadashi Nirjala is going on, we can value the water. Why we need the water? Because this body is made up of water. Then fire is there. That's why we always keep ourselves in hot atmosphere. Not negative, 0 degree or minus. No, some hotness, some heat should be there. Then air is there. That's why we breathe. Because this body is made up of air, so we need air to support this system. External air is required to gratify or satisfy the internal air. And then ether is there. All holes are because of ether. And ether is existing everywhere, so we automatically get it.
unknowingly.
Then again, we have mind, intelligence and false ego, subtle body. So to satisfy the mind, we want entertainment. Why a person wants entertainment? Man and manoranjan, these two things are related. So to satisfy the mind, we need entertainment, we need manoranjan. That's why we read comics, we read stories, we watch movies, we watch cricket, we pay for it. We go to a cinema hall, stand in a queue and pay for movie and all. Why? Because it is a requirement of the body, subtle body, entertainment. Then again we have intelligence. So you can see intellectual people are there. They solve puzzles and so many riddles, so many things are there. And then those who are in academic, they solve mathematics problem, physics problem. Intellectual. So we need some intellectual work to gratify our intellect. And then again there is false ego. So we want satisfaction for false ego also. So to satisfy the false ego, what do? We work in such a way that people glorify us. And when we hear our praise, we become happy. Oh, I am great. People climb Mount Everest. For what? For name and fame. Like Ambani brothers, they have crores and crores of rupees. Their 7 generations can eat without any problem. But why they want more and more? Because they want to be number one, the richest person in the world. What will happen? They will eat more? They will be able to eat more? They will be able to sleep more? No. That satisfies their false ego, that I am the richest person. So this body, it is made up of earth, water, fire, air, ether, false ego, intelligence and mind. So we need all these objects. But Prabhupada writes in the same verse, purport, Munayo Sadhu Prishtoham. In this verse, Prabhupada writes that this soul is beyond any material thing. Soul is not matter. So soul doesn't want any material thing. Soul wants spiritual thing, because constitutionally soul is spiritual. As soul is spiritual, so it wants spiritual thing. And Krishna is spiritual. Krishna is the soul of all souls. He is Param Atma. That's why like body is made up of water, so we need water. Similarly, soul is made up of spirit, or it is a spirit. So we need spiritual topics. We need to know Krishna, we need to listen about Krishna, we need to hear about Krishna, we need to talk about Krishna, because he is spiritual, and only such topics can satisfy the self. He's saying an atma, not this body can be satisfied by such questions and answers. No, atma can be satisfied, soul can be satisfied. And if soul is satisfied, soul is happy, body automatically will be happy. So when such questions and answers are being asked and answered in the assembly of devotees, devotees feel immense pleasure, because that is for the satisfaction of the soul. So Prabhupada writes very clearly that Brahma Jigyasa, one has to do Brahma Jigyasa. If one is only conscious about his body, he is no better than animal. Because animals cannot realize that they are soul, they are not body. They cannot realize. Only human beings. Prabhupada writes, every living entity has some intelligence. But only humans have developed intelligence, developed consciousness. And with that intelligence, that consciousness, we can inquire about Absolute Truth. We can inquire about Krishna and we can satisfy our self. So King Puranjan, Prabhupada at the end, he discriminates what is the difference between animals and humans. So he says, eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Very famous verse in our ISKCON. Ahar nidra bhaya maitunashya samanya etab pasubhi nirnanam. Dharmasya eka adhiko vishesha dharmasya hina pasubhi samana. So Prabhupada writes, even animals, they also inquire, they also question about their eating, sleeping, mating and defending. He writes, even a lion searches for his food, his mate, his sleep and his defense. He also defend himself. So if we are only conscious about our body, then we are no better than animal. Because animals are already doing it. So at the end, Prabhupada in purport writes, King Puranjan, the living entity, is asking the unknown girl where she has come from, what her business is, why she is present at extra. These are inquiries about Atma Tattva, self-realization. So King Puranjan is asking to another girl. Prabhupada writes, it is Jigyasa. Because we should ask this question to ourselves. Who am I? Where I have come from? Why death exists? Why I have to die? Why I have to leave those people for whom I can do anything and everything? Right? Like Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Dukkhalena asashvatam. He uses two adjectives, Dukkhale and asashvatam. This world is full of miseries and temporary. So, and Prabhupada writes somewhere in Bhagavatam that if a person says, okay, if miseries are there, still I am happy with my parents, my wife, children. Even if miseries comes, it's okay for me, no problem. But no, asashvatam, you will be kicked out from here. So people work very hard for their family. And working hard is not a problem. If you love a person, you can work hard for him. So that is not a problem, actually. Even devotees work hard for Krishna. So what is the problem? Of course, dukkha is a problem. It is not that it is not a problem. But still, even in spiritual world, devotees work hard. Even sometimes Yashoda, Radharani is crying, tears are there. Those tears are different, but still, tears. But those tears are tears of love. So dukkha is not a problem, anxiety is not a problem. Problem is asashvatam. That's why Krishna is using another adjective also, second one also. That asashvatam. Someone may say, no, I'm happy with my wife, my children. I will work hard. What is the problem? I'm happy. When I see them happy, I'm happy. So working hard is not a problem. Even if miseries come, it's okay because I am with them. It's true. It is true. But what is the problem? Asashvatam. One day you have to leave them. So why you are working hard for a person? Why you are accepting so many anxiety for a person? For the person whom you have to leave one day. So that should be jigyasa. That those people whom I love so much, I can do anything and everything, why I have to leave them? That is tattva jigyasa. And Prabhupada, in this purport, even though verse is very simple, but Prabhupada writes such a wonderful purport about question and answers and inquiry and distinguishes between animals and man, humans. So when Sanatana Goswami, he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asked the same question. He says, Ke ami, ke namar jare tapatray, iha nahi jani ke man hita hai. He is asking, Ke ami, first question is, Ke ami, who am I? Then ke namar jare tapatray. Why these threefold miseries are there? Why I am suffering from these threefold miseries? Tapatray. Iha nahi jani, I don't know all these things. Then ke mane hit hai. Please tell me how I can be benefited. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replies, Jivera Swarupai Krishnera Nityadas. Krishnera Tatastha Shakti Bhedavit Prakas. This Jiva is Krishna's eternal servant. He is Krishna Das. He gives his answer. Similarly, Sanatana Goswami is setting an example that we should ask this question. This should be our enquiry, athato brahma jigyasa, ke ami, who am I? And thus we can, by asking this question, after getting the answer, most important is, we have to work on it. We have to implement those answers. Not just we heard and forget. You hear and forget it. After hearing, we should try to implement. And thus, we can make our life successful. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki Nitai Gaur Premanande. So any questions, comments, we can discuss.
Since today's appearance, the Bhaktivinoda, can you speak something?
Frankly speaking, when in the morning Bhima Prabhu spoke to me and told me, the point is, till now I have not read much about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Right, so as I have not read much, I don't know much, so I'm sorry for that, as it is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's appearance day, but I should have spoken, but I beg forgiveness from all the Vaishnavas. Extremely sorry for that. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki Nitai Gaur Premanande. Oh Krishna.
आपका वेलकम एड्रेस था ये आप आए इसके लिए
स्टूडेंट आज बन गए.